Great. So as I mentioned, intrastate offering exemption is very useful and pretty widely used. So most kind of friends and family offerings, if you're just starting a business, are probably going to fall into this category. So the intrastate exemption is found in Section 3A11 of the Securities Act. And the SEC has issued created a safe harbor rule under this section of the Securities Act. And when I say safe harbor, I mean that if you meet the requirements set forth in that rule, you check all the boxes, you'll be considered to be in compliance with the law. You'll be considered to be an intrastate offering that's exempt from registration. So under Rule 147 and 147A, which are those safe harbor rules, if you are offering and selling securities only within a particular state, you are also, your principal place of business as the issuer is in that state, you are organized within that state, and you are, quote, doing business within that state. And there are certain tests for that. Things like, you know, 80% of either your assets have to be located in the state, 80% of your revenue has to be derived from operations in the state, things along those lines. But then you are considered to have an intrastate offering. There are no filing requirements or fees with the SEC if you fit those guidelines. There are still restrictions on resales of securities, and you still have to comply with state law. And one sort of wrinkle, the rule 147A was sort of a modernization attempt by Congress, understanding that, you know, people sometimes form in one state but operate in other states, you know, might use means of interstate commerce like the internet to conduct an offering. So that just kind of tweaked the rules a little bit. And so under that rule, under that safe harbor, you don't have to be organized within the state. You just have to have your principal place of business there to be considered a resident as the issuer. So for example, let's say you have a client that formed their LLC in Delaware, but is headquartered in Austin. All their operations are here. And of course, they're only looking to raise funds from Texas residents. Then you would still meet the requirements of the 147A safe harbor. The Texas intrastate limited offering exemption is found in Section 104.13L of the Texas Administrative Code. So you do, if you're offering within Texas, you'd have to meet all the requirements of this rule as well. So no public solicitation or advertisements. Sales can only be made to no more than 35 new security holders within a 12-month period. And there are certain kind of sophistication requirements. So those investors have to be, quote, sophisticated as defined in the rule and well-informed, or well-informed and have a relationship with the issuer. So, you know, that be an officer or something of the company that's issuing those securities. Well-informed really means you've got to provide your investors with a certain amount of information. So you've got to do, you know, risk factors, a certain level of disclosure. That's part of what's going to be required to meet that intrastate limited offering exemption in Texas. Sales may be made, however, to an unlimited number of other well-informed investors. So again, the same information requirements apply. But if they're also accredited investors, and we'll talk about that definition in just a minute, then you're not bound by that 35 number in any given year. Next slide. So you'll often hear this term, private placements. So private placements under Regulation D. Section 4A2 of the Securities Act exempts from registration, quote, transactions by an issuer not involving any public offering. So what does that mean? What constitutes a public offering? So Reg D is another safe harbor created by the SEC that says if you fit yourself into, you know, the rules under Reg D, we'll say you're not a public offering and you're exempt from registration requirements. So really the offerings fall under, you know, two categories, Rule 504 and Rule 506. We'll get into those specifics in just a second. It's a little tricky. We kind of skip a number in the rule. Rule 505 was repealed in 2016, and its provisions were integrated into Rule 504. Next slide. So Rule 501 sets forth this all-important definition of accredited investor. You hear that term all the time. It's picked up in a lot of state-level regulation. So what does it mean to be an accredited investor? There are several different ways you can be defined as an accredited investor. One is institutional investors like insurance companies, banks, entities with assets over $5 million, so a trust or employee benefit plan. Directors, officers, or general partners of the issuer are considered accredited investors. entities with only accredited investor equity holders. This is kind of an indirect way to be considered an accredited investor. And then importantly, individuals or married couples with a net worth of more than $1 million or annual income over $200,000 in the prior 2 years or $300,000 per married couple in the prior 2 years. So if you're soliciting from individuals, that's going to be an important requirement. Rule 502 sets out some general considerations under Reg D offerings. So one that's important is the 6-month safe harbor. So integration of multiple offerings. The SEC kind of wants to make sure you're not getting around any of the size or number of investor requirements under 504 or 506 by just breaking up and doing a bunch of different offerings. So they sort of assume that if the offerings take place more than 6 months apart from each other, they'll be considered separate, but you can't sort of skirt the rules by just doing a bunch of different offerings in a row. There are still limitations on resale. So you either have to register or still qualify for an exemption. Just because you got the exemption the first time around doesn't mean you can resell without having to meet the same requirements. And then it sets forth some information requirements if you have non-accredited investors participating in your offering. So the information that you need to provide to them about the issuer so they can make an informed decision. Rule 503, this is the filing requirement. So you must file a Form D with the SEC within 15 calendar days of the first sale of securities in your Reg D compliant offering. There's no filing fee. It's a very simple form. It can be done online, but there is a filing requirement with the SEC if you're meeting an exemption under Reg D. Next slide.